The removal of problematic names and the acknowledgement of the current racial climate were at the forefront of the Tallahassee Commission's agenda. In an hours-long meeting, commissioners voted to erect new monuments to racial equity and remove vestiges of a problematic past. I'm Lynn Hatter. A mural stating Black Lives Matter is painted at the intersection of Gaines and Railroad. Chapman Pond in Myers Park is getting a new name, and the city will allow the placement of a lynching memorial at Cascades Park. The memorial, called the Community Remembrance Project, is part of a years-long effort to acknowledge the four known people who were taken from the Leon County Jail and hung between the late 1860s and the 1930s.
So the four men that we look to honor and acknowledge are Pierce Taylor, victim in 1897, Mick Morris in 1909, Richard Hawkins in 1937, and Ernest Ponder also in 1937.
That's Byron Green, part of the leadership team for the project. It's an outgrowth of the lynching memorial in Alabama. As the city struck down old names and praised new ones, City Commissioner Diane Williams Cox issued a warning.
Slaves were not free on June 19th. There were still slaves. Slaves were still being held. It was the 13th Amendment that freed slaves if they were not criminals. So don't forget that little piece, because that piece is what has us with mass incarcerations and so many Blacks being in jail right now.
Building on momentum, the city is planning to rename its problematic Southern Strategy. It's part of the city's long-range growth plan, and it focuses on growth in the southern part of the city. But the name itself harkens back to the political realignment of Southern Democrats to the Republican Party, and that occurred after the Civil Rights era. It's widely acknowledged to have been built on racist backlash. And Commissioner Curtis Richardson says the city doesn't want the affiliation.
You know, in light of what we've done earlier on the agenda with the renaming of Chapman Park and or Dr. Charles Evans Park now, and the Community Remembrance Project, I think it's time for us, Mr. Mayor, to rename this strategy. If we all are aware of what the original Southern Strategy was and was meant to do.
As the commission is making moves, others are urging it not to get complacent. Calling into the meeting, Sacha Stark-Boehner had this to say.
So, want to encourage the City Commission and the public at large to not be placated simply by gestures of painting streets and renaming things, which are steps in the right direction. But we also need changes to how policing happens in our community. The way policing is incentivized to criminalize lower income and Black and brown communities.
Also moving forward, plans to redevelop several key parts of the South Side, including a revamp of the Orange Avenue apartment complex and the possibility of making big changes to the Leon County Fairgrounds. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.